You're listening to a DM podcast.
Hello.
Hello, love.
Welcome back, my lovely lady of the night. No?
I don't think you can call me that.
Why?
I think that's like a...
I was thinking of like when your beauty radiates off the moon.
Okay,
at nighttime.
Who are you?
My name's Caleb.
Every time I'm soup with a P.
With a P. And together we are
Internet parents.
So this is gonna be like we wanna do these things, which is just like, you know, like little like one off episodes,
yes,
that are like in between the story.
Like stuff we haven't really talked about during the story that I still think people would really like to hear.
Yeah. Well, we can just like casually just like, you know, there's stuff, yeah, I just wanna talk to you about.
Always.
Without being on like tracks of like, yeah, telling the main story.
Exactly right.
And I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited to just chat with you.
Yeah.
No itinerary.
Yes, just a topic.
You sound sick. Are you okay?
My voice is a little cracky, but it's fine.
Why?
I don't know.
What happened?
I think Chad got me sick.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
No. I just wanted to blame him. No. I think it was genuinely because we went to a wedding on Saturday.
Oh,
and
we
then
did.
We went to a party on Sunday. And there was a lot of loud talking because it was both very loud events.
Yeah.
And so it's just kind of hit me today where I'm like, oh, yeah, I've had a lot of big events.
Yes. Super Sister got married.
Yay.
Wait, I have a little thing. Not that one. Yay.
Pixies got married.
Yay. Oh, what's going on? Yeah, it was really fun.
It was really fun. I love weddings.
It was good.
We had a beautiful wedding.
You're so funny.
You're funnier.
Okay, so today we're talking about what?
Firsts.
What kind of firsts?
I've got a list. I made a list while Caleb was showering.
Oh, I did have a shower. I feel really good right now.
Me too.
I feel refreshed. I'm not wearing socks. The dogs are out. Look.
I'm taking my dogs out too. I'm wearing shoes. Why am I doing it? I'm at home, comfortable. I'm wearing Vans. I'm wearing my gym shoes. With my gym
socks.
You're
so funny.
I'm taking off my shoes. So you
get
can go
comfortable.
First.
Get comfortable, babe.
Bob. So the first question I have for you, because I'm the mediator of this. I wrote
I'm really
questions.
Scared about this.
So the first I have for you.
The first?
Is what was the first bone you broke?
That's so random.
Yeah. It's good to know all the dogs were out.
Number, oh, is it for good?
Doggy number one.
Just a singular toe just poking out. You're funny. First bone I broke.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not much of a first, but it's like the one and only.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm a one and done broken gal.
I broke my, this bone here. What's it called? Collarbone. I broke my collarbone when I was...
Your left one?
I guess. I thought it was just the one. Is it not just... The bone?
No, but like left side.
Oh, I guess it does kind of split in two. Fuck, I look like an idiot right now. Don't even understand basic anatomy.
Oh, both dogs are out, ladies and gentlemen. And
very nice. Get comfortable.
Oh, I'm comfortable.
I was jumping on my mom's bed when I was like 8 years old.
Okay.
And I thought it was fun. It's such a core memory in my head.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it sticks so much, but I remember I was jumping. It was a mattress on the ground. Don't know why it was there. And I was jumping up and down and eating my mum's like mint slices. You know mint slice?
Yeah, your mum makes good mint slice.
Oh my God. And I was just like, eating the entire packet. Yeah. And then I just tripped and I just fucking just cracked it in two. And then that I had to go to the hospital.
Did you have a sling?
I did.
Cute.
I had one and my dad drew little like graphic art of like all these Pokemon on it.
Cute.
Because Pokemon
your
was
dad's
popping
a really
at
good
the time.
Too.
But I don't even like Pokemon that much.
No, you're a Digimon boy.
I was a Digimon boy. I never really got into Pokemon that much. Loved the games.
It's one or the other. It's like Twilight or Hunger Games, Digimon or Pokemon.
Was it?
Yeah.
What about the maze game?
Maze Runner?
Yeah. That one.
That's like being like Digimon, Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh.
What do you mean? Yu-Gi-Oh slapped.
Okay, but it's
I loved
like,
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, but
serious?
It's not like one of the top two. Like, it's not A-tier.
I beg to differ.
Okay, whatever.
Anyways, what about you?
Me?
When did you break your bone?
I was a one and only bone girl.
I love it.
So I did gymnastics as a little kiddlywink. I was probably the same age as you, actually.
You did gymnastics?
I did because I wanted to be like my sister. So
oh,
I
remember seeing those videos now. It's funny.
So I did gymnastics and I was graduating. So when you're like in the first levels, you're on the uneven bars and you only use the lower bar because you're a little baby.
Okay.
I just
wait, how old were you?
Like 8. I was graduating and they're like, you need to go on the high bar now. Like,
okay.
Okay, bet. And so there's this maneuver that you do where you like pull yourself up and you have your feet on the low bar and then you jump to the high one.
Sure.
And so I forgot to chalk my hands. I was a bit sweaty because I was nervous. And so I slipped.
Go on.
onto a crash mat, which is like big, thick mat.
Yeah,
like
I know what a crash mat is.
Purpose.
Yeah.
And I land on my shoulder here, like boom, straight into my shoulder. And I'm like screaming in pain. And like my coach calls my mom, picks me up. I'm like,
Mommy.
Mommy. And I was the girl who cried wolf. Like any little thing.
Oh, so no one believed you when you actually did
so
it.
So I told mom, I'm like, it's so bad. She's like, okay, darling, go sleep.
Stop fucking lying to me, darling.
I'll buy you Macca's, darling, and then you can go and sleep it off.
Just please shut up and I'll buy you Macca's.
And so it was the next day and I was still in pain. And mom's like, oh.
Wait, it was actually broken.
Obviously, because it's broken bones. But
go on.
So yeah, she took me to the doctor and they said, go get an x-ray immediately.
Yeah.
Nice clean break. It was a weird bone. It's like a random bone that like never gets broken. The guy that did it, it's like, this is the first time I've ever seen someone break this bone.
Was he new?
No.
He was a full veteran.
He was a veteran. And he'd never seen anyone break this random little shoulder bone.
He's like, you walk in, he's like, how the fuck did you do that?
And then I was so sad because you can't cast that and I really wanted to cast. And so I just got this random like one sling
thing. Oh, that sucks.
And then I remember because it was that day, my school was doing the camping trip.
Right.
It was like the first camping trip of the grade.
Did you have to miss it?
I missed it. So when we were driving home from the x-ray place, we have to drive past my school and I see all my class outside of school being like, we're going camp. And I'm just driving past, single tear coming down from my eye.
All around.
And then I talked to mom about it after like years and years later and she's like, yeah, I thought you were faking. I feel really bad about that.
Oh my God.
She let me sleep with a broken shoulder without realizing it was broken.
What is it with mums? And
well, it was me because I was just a little girl who cried wolf.
Mm.
She didn't believe me.
But do you remember when I told you that like my mum,
yeah,
she thought I was faking going blind?
Yeah. That's another episode. Okay.
Oh, so stupid. I can't believe you missed out on school camp.
It was so sad. And then there was another thing that I missed out. They did this like life safety water thing. They had like this water raft simulator. And so like they turn off all the lights and like they do fake waves and you have to learn how to survive. And so I was standing on the sign because I couldn't get in because my sling couldn't get wet. And then a teacher left and left the door open a little bit and everyone's like, Soup, can you close the door? I'm like,
with you on the outside.
Yeah.
You just peek through.
Yeah, literally.
A single tear.
Literally. Okay. Okay. next one.
Okay.
What was your first kiss?
My first kiss?
My first kiss went a little like this.
Mwah. And twit. Mwah. And twist.
We just kissed.
Did you brush? Sorry, I had to. You do smell beautiful.
Thank you.
You wore that perfume yesterday. Oh my God.
I did.
It does things to me.
I wore it yesterday.
It was very nice. First kiss. My first kiss was so uneventful and I built it up so much in my head.
Yeah.
Because I was 15, 14 maybe. You know, you see all those kisses on the TV and it's always like this magical moment.
Yeah.
My first kiss was because I was so fucking nervous because I built it up so much in my head.
Yeah.
And it was with this girl that I went to primary school with. And then we like, I don't know, we stopped talking for a bit and then we like rekindled.
How old are you?
I think I was like 15. 15.
14, kiss.
15. You sound
I'm in falsetto.
Gremlin. And she lived behind like a row of shops.
Yeah.
So my first kiss was my pop and my auntie like dropped me off.
Cute.
And Stand then pop. It was behind a dumpster. Like, and they always give me shit
did you
for
use
it.
Tongue?
I did not use tongue. It was literally like a bye. Like, and I ran.
Really?
I literally ran off.
The most uneventful kiss.
It was. And it's like, it's
did
like,
she text you after being like, that was cute?
I don't remember. It might have been on PictoChat, I think.
PictoChat!
The PictoChat story. Oh my God, I don't think I told that. So before this kiss, right?
Yeah.
We were both like so like scared to kiss. And so she slept over at my place. And this was like, you know, we're all young, we're all innocent.
Okay, and your
I was
mom, like knew her for a while type thing.
Yeah. So it's like, yes.
It's a friend.
She can sleep over, but she's sleeping in your sister's room. So we both bought our DSs. I had the silver fat original DS. And she had the pink fat DS, which is the very first ones.
Yeah.
And we're all in PictoChat at like, you know, late into the night, like 10:30. And like everyone had gone to bed and it's just me and her on PictoChat, right? And we're like literally planning out how to do like this first kiss.
Oh my God.
Like we're saying like, how long do you want to kiss for? And she'd be like, she'd reply like, maybe like 25, 30 seconds. I think that'd be nice. And I'm like, do you want to be like a wet kiss? And
she's a wet kiss?
And she's like, that sounds nice. Like, it was the most stupid fucking thing. And she's like, should I come into your room or should you come in here? I was like, let's go in the toilet. Like, because it was like away from like all the bedrooms. Yeah. So we planned out this kiss. We're like, okay.
You're 15.
I was too old to be doing that shit.
Literally.
But I was so fucking sheltered as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like the whole like, you know, relationships, girls, whatever. It was so weird. It was just like this weird dynamic.
I agree.
And it's like, ugh, it was just weird. So then, yeah. So sorry, our plan was we're going to meet at like 11 o'clock in the toilet and do like a 25 fucking second kiss.
Wet kiss.
And we were so like gung ho about happened? It. Like, see you then, winky face. Like drawing a picture of a winky face on fucking room A on PictoChat. And then it got to like that time and we both fucking fell asleep and it never happened.
No. And then you kissed behind a dumpster.
Well, that was like 2 years later.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So it was just so weird. Like we woke up in the morning and we did like pretty much just like a weird fucking handshake. And we're just like, how are you? Good morning. Like, and then we just dropped her off and then that was that. And then we kissed and it was like quickly in a dumpster, like behind a dumpster years later.
In a dumpster.
Not
you guys were sitting in the dumpster.
Not in a dumpster, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's such a fucking awkward story. Like,
I love it.
That sums up my entire adolescence. My
first kiss is very similar, except my first kiss was not uneventful.
Oh no.
Mine was an event.
What do you mean?
You had a crowd? I had a crowd.
Have you told me this?
I have. So I don't remember. When I was in primary school, there was this boy that I was dating, real cutie. Everyone was like, you need to kiss him today at lunch. Like he wants to. Like it was the friends talking to like the boy group and the girl group, being like, they're going to kiss. Like tell her that he wants to kiss her. And yeah. So they're like, they came up to me and they're like, Soup, he wants to kiss you at lunch. Like meet him. Like we had a school and I grew up in like rural Tasmania.
Yeah.
Rural. And so like at the back of our school was a literal bush.
Okay.
Like it was a bush. There was no like fenced off school. It was like bush.
Oh, so it just goes out into like the wild bush.
Literally.
That's so weird. Tasmania is so fucking weird.
So yeah, they're like, go to the bush.
Yep.
He'll be waiting for you. And so we get there and there is the entire grade at the bush waiting for us.
What?
And
wait,
so, like,
hold on. How big is your grade for Tassie?
Like 20 people. 20, 30 people.
See, for normal schools, it'd be like
100.
I'm picturing like a fucking mob of like 150
kids. No, it was like
20, 30 kids. People.
That's so funny. No, we had, when I was in school, we had like joint grade 5-6 because there's not enough kids to have a whole grade 6. Like that kind of vibe.
Oh my God, that's so weird.
So yeah, they also could round us because kissing was illegal.
Were you
at
popular?
School.
Why did they care?
Because it was like a kiss at school.
Oh, it was like so taboo.
11, 12-year-olds.
Ooh.
So
you see some of the teachers that.
So we had it. So someone had to distract a teacher.
Oh my God.
That was doing pro, and everyone circled around us so no one could see us. And so this whole grade was circled around us, and it was me and him in the middle. And we did the most disgusting tongue kiss.
No.
Like we were like, we open mouth and we're that? Like.
Ew.
That was really gross. I'm like, we just kissed. And everyone's like, oh my God. And then literally next period in class,
right.
We got an announcement over the speaker from the principal. And we're like, we have an emergency meeting for year fives and sixes. Please come to the gym. And so we all went in and we sat down and the principal has this meeting and she's like, everyone knows you're not allowed to kiss at school. You guys are too young to be doing that stuff. We know what happened at lunch and the people involved, your parents will be told.
Oh my God.
And so I got home. I don't know. I got home and mum's like, you kissed a boy. No kissing boys until you're 13. I'm like, I'm so sorry, mum. Like 11 or 12.
Oh, that's close enough.
I was a few years off. Oh, she was so mad.
That's stupid. Yeah. Come on. Have a bit of slack, mum.
Honestly. But that was my first kiss.
Teachers are such prudes. Prudes.
Honestly.
Let him explore, I say.
Internet parents.
Do you want the next question?
Sure.
It's one for about us.
Okay, go for
this
it.
This is a whole you-orientated one because you...
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
When was the first time you told me that you loved me?
Oh, I never did to this day. But I'll say it right now.
I love you. Oh my God, I love you too.
You're so welcome.
Yay.
It took me so long.
It blue balls me.
I blue balled you for so long. So
a
me...
A year and a month.
I am so... uncomfortable with that level
affection.
Of like affection, intimacy, whatever.
Yeah.
It was a huge like underdeveloped area all through my adolescence. Mm-hmm. Like, I was very, like, underprepared for, like, and I was, like, so just fucking weird about it.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like,
no love.
No love. No love. So it's like, when people said those words,
yeah.
I had said them, like, maybe, like, once or twice in my life. It wasn't a thing of being, it wasn't said much in our household.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't a thing of everyone being like,
I love you.
Yeah.
No, I was a complete opposite.
Yeah. So it's like, when I had to say it to you,
yeah.
Had to. But it was
when I had a gun to your head.
Yeah. It was a very awkward moment for me because those words, I feel like they're said around, like, they're just thrown out willy-nilly.
They are.
For me, those words mean a lot.
Yes.
And they shouldn't be tossed around just...
And I'd like to give you some credit because you did show me that you loved me without saying it. I knew you loved me without you even saying
it.
Like,
I show it in different ways.
It was a year and a month
it's until been unorthodox. You had said it. Yeah, a whole year in.
And a month.
Because I remember...
13 months.
Was it your birthday or mine?
My birthday.
Your birthday.
So you threw me a huge surprise party. Yes. Our two best friends were there.
Yeah.
It was very sweet. And we were in the kitchen together having a moment. And I'm like, I was looking you with the eyes. I'm like, can we say it?
Yeah. She wanted and to say
like,
it so bad.
And you put your finger on my lip and you're like, shh, don't ruin the moment.
It's like, not today.
Not today.
No. I'm don't
like,
spoil
and
this.
I looked at you and I smiled and I nodded and I said, okay, when you're ready.
Yeah. And you do not know how much I appreciated that because
I knew
that same kind of exact same event happened in the past.
Yeah.
And it was not met with the same kind of understanding.
Yeah.
It was like, how long? But I don't
how
love
long?
Me.
Yeah. How many years will it take?
And it's just like, it's just, it takes me so long to get there.
To a point.
Because
of
love at first sight,
it doesn't
suit me. It doesn't apply to me. It's like, I have to, I need time to fall in love with someone.
Of course.
And you know,
I don't.
Yeah. You fall head over heels like
instantly. In a second, I'm like, wow,
but
I love
you know,
you.
The thing was though, it's like that kind of approach to it was such a polar opposite to mine. It was the push I needed to mm-hmm. like, you know, get more comfortable with that kind of shit.
And I didn't want to force you into doing something you didn't want. Like, that's not a good ground. Like, it's a big moment. I'm not going to force you to say I love you. Like,
yeah.
I knew, I respected. You said you're going to say it when you're ready.
Yeah.
I thought that was a moment. I'm like, can we? And you're like, not yet. And I'm like, okay. And then I never mentioned it until you said it.
But we did get there.
We did. It was so cute.
So was it 2021 or 2020?
2020 New Year's.
2020 New Year's.
We were dressed up as Mario and Luigi.
We were dressed up as Mario and Luigi and we went to my friend's family's
beach house
at Safety Beach. And it was such a fun night.
Yeah.
Like, I go there. That was a tradition for me.
So privileged for you to take me that year.
And yeah, it's like you were like the first plus one that I ever brought to like, you know, that friend group.
That was such a fun party.
And you just gelled so well with everyone.
I'm a good jeller.
You're a fucking good jeller.
Thank you.
Because
I'm a bon jeller.
You're a bon jeller because that's the thing. It's
this
like,
podcast is sponsored by bon jeller.
I have a few friend groups.
Yeah.
And they all love you.
I'm more friends with James and Carlton than you are, I think.
Probably. I love that though. It's I love that a person can just fit in my friend groups.
I'm like the universal
and not
puzzle
even miss
piece.
A beat. It's so good. So it's
thank
like,
you.
Yeah.
That's a really nice compliment.
It was a very good night. And then we were sitting in the grass, I think.
Yeah, well, you took a moment. You're like, so come with me. Let's go for a little walk while everyone's like partying.
Yeah.
It was early into it was still light outside. You took me to this little patch of grass.
How romantic. All the weeds.
Yeah, literally. No, but you wanted to take me away from the hustle and bustle.
I did. And we sat down and I remember we were just watching the people just walk past. Because it was a very safety beach at New Year's is a very populated time. Everyone goes to the beach.
Yeah.
They were shooting off fucking fireworks on the beach, everything.
Mm.
But like, yeah, we were in just like the corner of a street mm-hmm. and just watching everyone. And then I think I just turned to you.
Yeah, you did.
And I was like, I love you.
I'm like,
And then she cried.
I did.
Did you cry, actually?
I did. And then I remember. And then we kissed.
Yeah.
And then we went back to the party. And your friend Sean was there.
Mm.
And he's like, where'd you guys go? I'm like, Caleb told me he loved me. And he's like, yeah. So we had a little fangirl moment together. It was really cute.
It was a cute moment.
It was perfect.
It was a very iconic moment, I think.
I agree.
And especially when we did it while wearing my Luigi costumes.
It's so fun. It's so us.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's so offbeat.
I love it about us. So like, funny. We have the most offbeat, weird shit that we do together. I love it.
It's a very good moment.
I asked you this one. I told you to prepare for this one.
Oh, well, yeah.
What was your first ick?
My first ick about you.
Yeah.
You know, you asked me this while I was just having a shower before.
Yeah.
And because you're like, you might need some time to think of it. I thought of it instantly.
No! I needed because, like 5 minutes. Because my cousin really scour Amber, for it. Because I was asking her, I'm like, yeah. Amber, what do you want to know? Because like she's, I'm like, what one, like something you don't know. And she's like, first ick, let's start a fight on the podcast.
Okay.
Go on.
I this moment sticks out in my head. It's so prominent.
Oh my God. Like, you know,
it's a nice like Sunday morning and you open your eyes, you're like, good morning. And my life just flashes back to that moment because it's just so prominent.
Me saying good morning to you.
Do you want to go first? Because I'm very curious to hear yours.
Yeah, you've been going first a lot.
Okay.
Do you like this, what I'm doing?
What? she's like romantically clasping her toes as if it's supposed to be my hand there and she substituted it for a foot. I'm not touching that hand. I hope you know that.
Yeah. So my first ick was pretty first. It was like the first day I went to your house.
Oh, okay.
So you introduced me to your cat.
I was so scared about
that. That just walked past the screen. Cat. Lummy,
the one sitting right next to you
puss
right
puss,
now.
Puss Puss, Lummy. You introduced me to Puss Puss.
Okay.
That first one was an ick. Because like, I call cats Puss Puss. I'm like,
what?
Little ick.
That's
I'm
it.
Like, it was a little, no, I'm not done yet. That was a sprinkling
There's
of it.
There's layers to
this was a
ick.
Sprinkling on the steak of ick.
Okay.
So then you're like, you get Lum.
Okay.
And you're like, she loves this. And then you just start fucking viscerally slapping her ass and you like are kind of biting your lip a little bit like you're like, you're like getting a bit too into it and you're like, yeah, she fucking loves that. You pat her and then she walks away. I'm like, what the fuck? Now I understand. She does love
whoa,
it.
Whoa, whoa,
but
whoa.
That was my first interaction with you and your cat. And you're just spanking her like with your lip
yeah,
in a little bit.
Like that.
Yes.
No, come on. You make me sound like fucking Shane Dawson.
Well,
no.
Like that was my first encounter with it. I'm like, holy shit. Ick.
Okay. First off, let me defend myself here. Me and Lummy have been through it together. Me and Lummy, okay, before you came along,
yeah.
Me and Lummy, we were the OGs. Like, we
I
were
know.
Together.
You tell me that at least once a week.
After I always tell Soup that she would never replace Lummy. We are the originals. She is, we've been with me from house to house to house to house. She's been with me forever.
I know.
Okay? So, she does not like it when you're very gentle because she'll just walk away. She does not like the intimate.
She likes it.
Like cuddles. She hates it. And that's why we bonded because we are so similar.
Yeah.
And you know what she likes it? Rough.
But it's like my first interaction.
Okay. But she loves it. You have
I
seen
agree.
How much
no,
she loves it.
I agree
it.
Now, but I'm saying like this is the first time I saw her. I'm like, ick. But now I do it to him. It's like, I get it.
Yeah.
That's like as the first view of it.
She froths it. She loves a good smack. It gets her motor running. Like the and it's the only thing that will do it. You pat her, she does not give a shit.
What's yours?
My ick for you. Uh-huh. Okay.
Your first ick.
Sorry, this was the main one that sticks out for me.
Do I still do it?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
And it's like, we've been over this, okay? We've had many an argument about this.
Okay.
And it's this one specific moment where I'm like, oh. Like, this chick, like, you cannot be serious about this.
Yeah.
But you are. You're 100% serious.
Hi, Puss Puss. Oh, I know what it is.
Okay, let me-
I think I know what it is.
Let me delve right in.
And if it's not, I'll tell you what I thought it was.
You and I have a very different way of dealing with problems, okay?
Oh, this?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is not Nick.
Yes, it is.
No.
100%.
Oh, this is going to start a fight on the pod.
Sorry.
First pod fight.
So, the way I deal with things.
Yeah.
Right? I have a very clear- very literal way of dealing with problems. All right. I see a problem. I go, oh,
you're
okay.
Critical thinker.
This is, I'm very critical. Yeah. I'm very, you know, so
you're a problem
if,
solver.
Yes. If I see a problem, I go, okay, this is how you fix it. And then I fix it.
Yes.
All right. No emotions involved. Completely just straightforward. The problem's fixed. Done. I can move on with my life. Soup, on the other hand, takes the most dramatic approach to any sort of problem that ever arises ever. Okay? And it all bubbled up to this most ridiculous moment. So I was already on your case about it because I was getting fed up. Because
I was getting fed up with your emotions.
It was so annoying because we have such different ways of dealing with it.
Yes, we do.
And it just frustrates me because I go, this is how you fix the problem. It's just do this. And you want to have your big
sob moment.
Mamma Mia crying moment. Absolutely. Over the top dramatic.
I
about
still
everything.
Stand by it.
And there was, you wanted something to eat out of the cupboard.
And you ate the last one.
And there was, you wanted chips.
I was
chips.
Pregnant.
Were you?
I was pregnant, yes.
You wanted chips, okay?
Yeah.
And there was none left because I, quotations, ate the last one. Well, I don't, no, it was freezer chips
it
that
was
we
frozen
had.
Chips.
It was frozen chips that we had for a previous
meal.
Dinner or something.
Yeah, and you use them for a different meal.
You disappear into the cupboard and you come back out with the biggest frown on your face, tears streaming down your face.
And I was not pregnant.
And you are just like, there's no chips. And you just fucking burst into tears.
I was going through it.
And I was like, come the fuck on. Like, you...
What are we going to do for dinner? There's no dinners. The dinner expires today. Now I have to throw it out. There's no dinner.
Because this came straight after an argument about the different ways that we do it.
Yes.
And you just burst into tears. And I'm just like, we'll just fucking get more chips. We will just order chips. We have DoorDash. It'll be here in 5 minutes. And you threw the biggest fucking hoo-ha over these chips.
Chippies.
And you were just crying and crying and crying. And you weren't even pregnant. You were completely like lucid.
Hormonal free.
Oh my God. Oh, I was like, so you cannot be serious about this.
And then
this.
It happened again because we were playing Stardew with your brother.
Yes.
And with Stardew, if you have a server, the person that has the server like has to open it for everyone
yes.
to play.
You can't play if the host is offline.
Yeah. And we're playing it every single night, 5 hours a night. Mm. And then this one day he's like, I'm done with Stardew for now.
I'm done.
Because and I cried because I'm like, yeah. I put my whole badoosie into it. Like, I've never gotten that
you
far
went so
in Stardew.
Hard. I had to talk to you several times because you were like, it was like crack to you.
Yes.
You
and
would not do anything
like,
but play
yeah,
Stardew.
We're not playing. And then I had a cry about it. I'm like, everyone's moving on and Overwatch 2 is coming out. And we're never going to play on that server again. And it's yeah. dead. And Caleb said to me, Soup, don't worry. It's going to come back.
It'll come back.
And you know what? Since that argument, no, it wasn't an argument. Since that meltdown.
That was like, what, 6 months ago?
Still hasn't come back.
You need
fuck
to understand.
You, Tyler.
Okay. So
Tyler, if you're listening to this,
yes, it sucks. Okay. But that is how.
Your family.
Because like, okay. So my brother is part of like a Discord group and we all have mutual friends and shit. We all play games together every night.
Play games.
And the way it works is that we rotate through games all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. You've seen like Tyler make me purchase so many games.
I know.
And then we never play them. Or we play them for one night. It's just how it is. It's like Minecraft and it's like you have your yearly Minecraft binge and you just go through it. Stardew is one of those. We'll come back to it and be like, oh my God, Stardew. And everyone will start up. Huh?
We won't.
We will. I 100% promise you.
Nah. We do have time for one more first though. Do you want me to do one more and then you choose the last one?
Sure. Let's do that. Great plan, my dear.
So this one is the first time you got drunk.
Ooh.
Can I kick this one off?
Go for it.
So me and my friend, I had a friend. We were in high school together. We were like 17.
Okay.
And she comes in, like we were having a sleepover party. We always had sleepovers.
Uh-huh.
And she comes into the room and she's like, Soup, look what I found. This big bottle of absolute vodka.
Ooh.
And she's like, let's do it.
You
like,
know it's going to be a good night.
Fuck yeah. Like first time drinking. Yeah. I was so excited because like Australian culture, it's like a lot of underage drinking.
It is huge.
And I was really
Australia.
Proud of myself to get to 17.
Yeah.
That's like a feat.
Mm-hmm.
Legal age in Australia is 18.
Yes.
Anyone that didn't know. Not 21.
It's not 21. It's very small.
So I was on the cusp of being able to do that.
Yeah.
And so she brings this big bottle and she's like, we have no concept of alcohol. So I just chug it.
Oh, you just kept going.
I just
bad rookie
like,
mistake.
Drunk. Like I probably had like that much vodka.
Yeah.
We finished the bottle.
Oh,
and so
between the two of you.
Yeah. 2 17-year-old
girls.
How
did you not die?
I don't know. So we
oh my God.
We did that and it was like in my big emo phase.
Okay.
And so like I was always like, oh my God. Like she loved Blink 182. I'm like, I love Blink 182 too.
Yeah.
I was like, I got so drunk and I started confessing all my lies that I'd like done. I'm like
to her.
Yeah.
Like lies
I'm
you
like,
told her.
I'm like, I hate Blink 182.
Oh.
And she's like, you know what? they're kind of mid. I'm like, yeah.
You just get closer from that.
And then I was like, I got to this point where I was on the floor. She had a little sister. I was on the floor and I was doing, you know, the thing from Simpsons, and he goes, whoop, 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 whoop. Like, I was doing that around the floor, and her little sister comes in. She's like, is Soup okay?
Oh my God.
And she's like, go away. I was like, don't tell mom.
Don't look.
And then it was like an hour or two later, like we'd finished the bottle, we're both off our fucking heads, and her mom comes in and she's like, what the fuck are you guys doing? That was your, like, it was her older sister's vodka. That is your sister's vodka that she got.
Wait, how old her sister?
I can't remember. I think she was like 3 or 4 years older than her.
So she was legal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, she was, that was her vodka. How dare you? Like, Soup, I'm calling your mom. And that was my first time I got drunk.
Love it. How angry was your mom?
I don't remember.
Really? It can't be that bad then.
Not the darling.
Not the darling.
To that.
I love your mom's accent so much.
I love it too.
It's She's so funny.
Icon.
So I can't. First I time can't. I got drunk.
Yes. I don't know this story.
I'm pretty sure I've told you.
Mm.
But it's a big like ha ha in my family. Like everyone thinks it's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
But back then it wasn't funny because they made me feel like shit because I was so confused. They send the most mixed messages.
Really?
About if it was okay or not.
So were you of age?
I was not of age. I was underage. So... Okay, 15th birthday, right?
15?
I didn't get drunk at 15. I had my first alcohol at 15.
Oh, yeah. That was like a...
Okay.
I've had plenty... Like, I'm from a Greek family. I've had plenty of sips of red wine at, like, 6.
Yeah.
Little bit darling. And church?
Oh, yeah. Have some Jesus blood. But also, it's alcoholic.
Yeah. Got lit. Sorry.
So, 15.
Yeah.
My uncle comes over. My uncle is a very true blue Aussie bloke.
True blue Aussie.
And so, he brings me over on my 15th birthday.
Uh-huh.
Cash. I think I got $50.
Nice.
Condoms.
On your 15th birthday.
On my 15th birthday. And 3 of those, you know, they're like the little cute mini little alcohol bottles.
Minis, like the, yeah.
Yeah. They're like the size of like your index finger.
It's like,
and it's
a
like,
shot in it.
It's basically a shot. Yeah. And he brought over 3 of those.
What were they? Were they all like
Like Jack Daniels, Tennessee whiskey, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was mortified, okay? Because that shit, like I really discussed any of that stuff with my family.
Yeah, like alcohol sex.
Yeah.
It was all taboo.
Very prudy with my family.
Yeah.
So it was like when that was shoved in my face and everyone was watching, I wanted to die. It was so just embarrassing.
Yeah.
And then my dad was like, go on, have one.
No.
And I was like, okay, sure? I guess this is fine. So like I had one and it's like, I didn't feel anything. It was like,
it takes a minute to hit.
Yeah. But it's like, it was one tiny little bottle. And I was like, okay, woo, alcohol is so much fun. Like
I'm 15.
Nothing. A year later, I think it was, 16, I was invited to my first like big high school party.
Love it.
And I'm not a party guy.
No.
So I am not a party guy. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm only a teenager once. Like, so it's like, I'm going to go to my big teenager party.
Woohoo.
And be cool and shit. It was so awkward. Like, I'm just so awkward.
Yeah.
But I was like, hey, mom and dad were fine with me drinking. So I guess I can drink at this party.
Love it.
So I went to this party. There was a lot of people there. They did like this, you know, like the stupid fucking like drinking games and shit.
There
was one.
Cups.
What was it called? You might know. It's like, it's a big bottle in the middle and it has cards all around it. King's Cup.
Yeah.
We played that. And so I distinctly remember that there was like, I did a few rounds.
Yeah.
And I remember pulling a certain card and everyone's going, oh! And then it just cut out and my memory is just blank from there. And then I woke up later on in the night and I woke up on a trampoline with my clothes inside out.
What?
And I had Tickle Me written on both feet. Like it was it'd been fucking raining. It was like, it was such a mess. And then I called my parents and I'm like, can you come get me? Like,
yeah.
I'm not good. And then like, I was trying to put on like my best sober voice, whatever. And then they came like 40 minutes later to come pick me up from this party.
Yeah.
And it was like a super dark, like this was like 10:30 at night kind of thing. And I swear that I was doing a real good job at acting sober. Oh yeah,
you always think that you're doing a real good job and you're not.
I thought I had done it. But
he's
then
done it.
They wind down the window and I'm like half, cause it was a long driveway. So I was like halfway up the long driveway and they wind down the window and I was like, mom, Dad, is that you? And like, I thought I was doing great. And they're like, are you fucking drunk? And I'm like, no, like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm fine. And they're just like, get in the fucking car. And I was like, oh shit. No. And it's like, I was like, like in the back seat, just tossing and turning everywhere. Yeah. And they're just unloading all of this shit into me. Like, how dare you? Who do you think you are? This is not what we stand. Like going off about it. And I was like, ha 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 ha.
Like, funny.
So then, they drop me off in my room at home and they're just like, we're going to talk about this in the morning and like slam the door shut. And it's like, I was so confused because I thought it was fine to drink.
Because your fucking uncle gave you
fucking They watched me and they went, ha ha ha. But apparently it wasn't. And I was very drunk that night. And then they fucking drilled it into me like the next day. Oh no, they didn't talk to me for like 2 days. And they talked to me.
The silent
treatment. They're like, this is not okay. Like, this is not good behavior. But now, 10 years later, they think it's the most hilarious shit that they tell to all their friends. And ha ha ha, he was so funny. And it's like, where was this energy 10 years ago when I was mortified because you told me the wrong thing and I got the wrong message? Ah! I really don't like drinking.
No, I'm not a big drinker. Either. I like recently, it was last weekend, it was my sister's bridal shower and it was bottomless champagne and I hadn't drank alcohol since before being pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, okay. I'm like, I have like two or three champagnes.
Yeah.
And it was bottomless. And so my glass was perpetually half full.
Mm.
They were being so sneaky about it.
Yeah.
And I just kept drinking and drinking and drinking. And I blacked out. Mom almost drowned me trying to wash my face. I'm like, you're going to kill me. You're going to leave my son motherless. That was insane.
Because you called.
Like, I was gone. I've never been in that, like that drunk in my life.
So you called me at like 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock something.
Yeah, Marissa's phone.
I put Finley down and I was having this great night off because you were gone. Finley was asleep.
Yeah.
And it was just a nice night. And you call me up on FaceTime in tears. And I recorded it. And I showed you the recording.
Yeah. It was like 20 minutes of me just crying.
It was closer to 30.
I had so much TMI that I said to my mother.
It was mortifying.
Mummy, I am sorry.
I had to say to you, and it wasn't getting through.
Marissa,
you.
I'm sorry.
I was just saying to you.
Like, I'm naming lists. Brie, I am sorry. Britta, I am this shit sorry.
To your mother. Your mother is in the room, and you're saying the most abhorrent,
awful sexual deviancy.
Oh my God. It was so embarrassing.
You imagine how I felt the next morning.
Yeah, but I was the one there sitting there stone face on FaceTime while you're saying all this stuff. And I'm saying, Soup, stop. Please, for the love of God, stop. And your mom's like, ha ha ha.
She loved it.
No, she thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, and the next morning she's like, ha ha, darling, you're so funny.
Wow, that went for really long. We're out of time.
It was so much fun.
That was really fun.
I learned new things about you.
Was there anything in there that you haven't learned? Like that?
Haven't learned?
Like, that's new information to you.
A lot of it was new information.
Really?
Yeah. Like the ick one? I didn't know that was an ick. I thought you thought it was endearing.
No. It's not endearing.
No, those are a few little fun ones.
You're very funny. You're very funny. Cute. I love you.
Thank you for listening.
Ew, why is your knee wet?
Your hand was wet.
No. I went to touch Soup's leg and it's just wet. Are you sweaty?
No.
That's all the time. That's
goodbye.